The next step, once you have your overall to-do list, is creating prioritized weekly and daily to-do lists. Now, before we talk about what goes on your weekly and daily to-do lists, I want to talk about how you prioritize and how you start figuring out the priorities on your overall to-do list. And the framework that's used a lot here is the four quadrants framework, or four quadrants of things to do. And I want you to try to visualize this as just four quadrants, four boxes making up a larger rectangle. And the two core attributes are things that are important or not important, and things that are urgent and things that are not urgent. And so the top left quadrant are things that are important and urgent. And these are typically the daily firefighting exercises that most business owners, employees take care of. This is the upset client call. It's urgent. It's important. You need to deal with it. Okay? And so a lot of people's time is spent in important and urgent issues. The second quadrant is important and not urgent. And this is your priorities. This is the area that is left undone more often than not. Important but not urgent. This is executing on your annual plan. This is conducting employee performance reviews. This is taking the productivity course. So I commend you right now that you are doing something that is important yet not urgent that's going to massively improve your success and the success of your company and your teams. But it is not urgent that you do it, and I commend you on that. The third quadrant is not important yet urgent. This is a telephone call from a prospective vendor. These are things that are not important, but they're right in your face. This is the coworker or employee saying, hey, you got a minute, I need a hand with something that's not really important, that's not really going to get you towards achieving your goals. That's not important yet urgent. And then finally, there's the not important and not urgent quadrant, which is taking a coffee break, reading the paper. And the key point here is that you absolutely need to prioritize quadrant number two, the important and not urgent tasks. You need to start judging all of your to-do tasks in your overall to-do list and prioritize those that are the important yet not urgent tasks that move you closer to achieving your goals. And I just want you to understand how most people work and why most companies and business leaders don't achieve the success they want. It's because they start working on the important and urgent items that need to be done. And when they're done with those, they quickly go to the not important and urgent and not important and not urgent. They answer the telephone call. They deal with they have a coffee break. They chit-chat with their coworkers. They answer some emails that aren't that important. And they don't block off and spend the time every single day on the business building activities, the important yet not urgent activities that allow your company to grow. Another framework that I want to present to you, another way of looking at this, one is the four quadrants. The second thing is known as the Pareto Principle, which most people know as the 80-20 rule. And the point here is that 20% of the things that you do result in 80% of the success you have in your business. And it works for pretty much everything. Once again, 20% of your actions result in 80% of the results. And so simply focusing more on that 20%, making that 20%, 40%, making it 60%, that can triple your productivity right off the bat. So you really need to think about what are the 20% of tasks that you do that result in 80% of the results, and continue to focus on that. Make that 20, 40, 60, 80, 100% of your time. That would be a 5-time increase in productivity. Focus on that 20%. So to reiterate, when you're creating your daily to-do lists, so once again, we're going to be taking your overall to-do list, which is your brain purge of everything that you need to do, and you need to take that overall list and convert it into your weekly and then your daily to-do list, you always need to be asking yourself this one question: what is the most valuable use of my time? And then make sure that these priorities, which are the most valuable use of your time, go to the top of your overall to-do list. So the first thing you do is you take your overall to-do list and figure out which are the tasks on your to-do list, which are the items on your to-do list that are in that 20% that are going to result in 80% of the results, that are the most valuable use of your time, and you need to prioritize those. Next, you need to break down those high priority items into small, manageable tasks. And this is the key of the to-do list, is small, manageable tasks. And I'm going to give credit to this phrase to the author, Mark Twain. Mark Twain said the following: the secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into small, manageable tasks, and then starting on the first one. So once again, if your goal is to write a book, to establish yourself and your company as authorities, if that's a key priority, it's not going to be accomplished in one day. And it's way too big for your daily or weekly to-do list. So you need to break it down. You need to break down your priority tasks into smaller tasks that can be completed more quickly. Obviously, no individual task can take more than 8 hours if you're working an 8-hour day. And obviously, every day is going to have interruptions unless you're working off-site. And so you need to break down your tasks, preferably into tasks that can be completed in 2 hours or less. And so what you're doing, once again, we're setting our big goals, we're creating our plans, and then we're really breaking out those plans into the priorities and breaking them out into small, manageable tasks. What are the 50 or 100 two-hour projects that make up accomplishing this task? And so the big task is going to be prioritized on your overall to-do list. And then within that, you're going to have your running list of what those smaller tasks are to complete the bigger tasks. And those are going to go onto your weekly and your daily to-do lists. So let's start with your weekly to-do list. Every Friday or before the end of the week, you cannot start Monday morning not knowing what you're going to do. So the Friday before each week, I want you to go through your overall to-do list and identify the 4 to 10 main tasks that you are going to accomplish in the coming week. This is your weekly to-do list. So you have your overall to-do list, you take your 4 to 10 main tasks that you want to accomplish, and you push them to your weekly to-do list. Next, every day, and you're going to do this every single day, you need to create your daily to-do list. And ideally, you're going to create this list the night or day before. And I shouldn't have said ideally, I should have said you have to. You have to go into each day knowing exactly what you are going to do and having the plan of attack. So the night before, the day before, before you leave for the day, you're going to figure out, you look at your weekly to-do list, and you're going to transfer items into tomorrow's daily to-do list. You need to make sure on your daily to-do list that you are spending at least 1 hour of your day, if not much more, on your priorities, on those important, not urgent items, that 20% of items, which are typically the most valuable uses of your time. 1 hour a day is absolute minimum that cannot get brushed aside. Obviously, as you get better and better at this, I would love to see 4, 5, 6 hours a day of highly productive time that allow you to grow your company much faster because you're working on those business building activities. You're working what we say, on your business rather than in your business and dealing with those in the business urgent, important, or not important tasks. Once again, I want to make sure that everything on your daily to-do list is completable. That means that you don't have tasks that are take 8+ hours to complete. The ideal tasks take 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or two hours max. If your tasks are larger than that, then break them down to smaller tasks. I also want you to understand that when you have your daily to-do list with multiple 30, 60-minute to-do items, tasks, crossing them off your to-do list gives you a ton of renewed energy. When it's 11 a.m. and you've already knocked off four items, you're moving, you're excited, you're pumped. Hey, you're beating the clock, you're ahead of schedule. So you want to have smaller items on that to-do list, you want to knock them off, and you're going to feel very, very good about yourself. It's going to give you energy, and you're going to be much more productive the rest of the day. Now, I want you to revisit your big overall to-do list once a week or once a month to add tasks. Obviously, you can add tasks whenever a new thing pops in your head. You can purge it, get it right on that overall to-do list. You can do it whenever you want. But on a weekly or monthly basis, you want to then go to that big list and reprioritize, figure out what things need to be prioritized for the coming week. You need to break down those key things into smaller time chunks, you know, smaller tasks, and start placing them on your daily to-do list and your weekly to-do list. So each, you know, every periodically, you need to keep going back to your overall list, adding to it, reprioritizing, pushing to your weekly, and pushing to your daily to-do list. Tip on your daily to-do list. When going to sleep the night before, visualize yourself completing the next day's to-do list. Now, this is the second time I mentioned visualization. Visualization is a critical, critical technique, and this has been used in the sports world forever. You know, visualizing yourself hitting a home run or lifting that, you know, 500-pound weight or whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Visualization, it works. It works, and it works. And so when you, before the end of the day, you map out what the next day's to-do list is, and that night, while you're going to sleep, you start closing your eyes, start visualizing yourself achieving everything on tomorrow's to-do list and how you're going to feel. It's going to allow you to relax when you're going to sleep, and the next day, it's just going to be easier to achieve it because you've already seen yourself achieve it. And visualization works. And I'll give you an example or story about visualization is that they took some high school basketball players and they broke them up into three groups. And they did a one-month experiment. And the first group, they said, we want you to practice shooting free throws, just free throws, 30 minutes a day, every day for the next month. The next group, they said, we don't want you to do anything the next 30 days, no playing basketball. And the third group, they said, we also don't want you to play basketball at all, no playing basketball for the next 30 days, but I want you to spend 5 minutes a day visualizing yourself taking a free throw and swishing it, getting it right in the basket, not even hitting the rim. The results after a month, the group that practiced 30 minutes a day improved 24%. The group that didn't practice improved 0%, as you might expect. The group that spent 5 minutes a day visualizing, getting a free throw in, swishing it, improved 23%, 1% less than the group that actually spent six times as long, half an hour, actually doing the exercise. Visualization is that powerful.